Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome back to another great episode of Drunk World Order. And this is your host, Crazy Drunk Conspiracy Man, coming to you straight from the secret location under Darknet Encryption. Yeah. So good luck finding the show. No, just kidding. We're actually going to promote this all over a podcast and blog, and we're going to try to get it into the consciousness of the universe. Today's topic is Facebook using facial recognition on its users, a Hitler-style thing by Zuckerberg, which doesn't surprise me because that guy is Hitler. And you know what? I got a message on my screen the other day. It said, we're using facial recognition, and we're letting you know, do you want it, yes or no? I go to the options, and it already has yes selected. So then I select a no, and it pisses me off that they're trying to force this and force feed it on people. I also heard that Snapchat uses facial recognition, so I deleted it. But I have an Instagram, and I'm thinking of getting rid of that now. I don't know what to do. You can't do nothing freely in this country without Big Brother trying to crawl up your ass. Anyways, let's get to some music because I'm getting a little pissed off. Oh, before we get to the music, we got to do the traditional thing on Drunk World Order, which is open a fucking beer. I got a 25-ouncer of Foster's Blue Can. Yeah. Let's open this bitch up. Bloody hell. Oh, yeah. Whenever I hear a beer open, I know it's a sound of success. All right, now we're going to go to some music. This is AC Killer from the new album, Unholy Trinity. The name of the song is Ghost Town, and it is featuring the one and only Madonna. Thank you. Enjoy.
I'm dwelling in, you know my spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith, but when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words, and like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten, thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall, when you fall, you got to get enough. You gotta learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall, we all feel it's just a part of life, but I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything'll be alright. What goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does. I can't believe he paid my price.
Two souls dwelling in this ghost town when no one else is around. And
you feel like you're gonna drown. Look up, don't look down, plant your feet firm in the ground, cause God's got a plan, best believe he knows what's best. I ask you guys, my spirit and disintegrates my flesh, till there's nothing left, just the smell of my corpse. Vultures feast on my meat as my carcass starts to warp, and my brain starts to bleed, convulsing, spit it up blood. I'll say a prayer for those I've lost and everyone I've yet to love, sending praises up above, a miracle's about to happen. It could take a thousand years or it can happen while I'm rapping, tapping, shoes are made for tapping, and the Bible's made for reading, and the bullets in your brain, best believe they leave you bleeding, cause it's human hunting season, we are hunted by the demons, they hunt every day, all day, every season.
Drunk World Order, and I'm getting pretty drunk. Oh man, I'm feeling great. I got a message for you, Zuckerberg. You want to act like Hitler, and you want to use facial recognitions on people that you said were dumbasses? Yeah, that's what you called us. I got a little something for you, dumbass. My middle finger. I'm going to put that in the camera so you fucking recognition can recognize it. How about that? Recognize my middle finger. That's the only thing you're going to recognize. And oh, think it's not happening, Alex Jones, and everyone's coming after you people. You globalists are not going to win with your evil globalism. Your technocracy will fail, it will fall, and your AI will burn out. We've seen the movie Terminator. We know what to do. You got to burn the chip in his brain. And Arnold Schwarzenegger said it loud and clear. No, there is one more chip that must be burned. And he pointed to his head. Whoever made Terminator was telling us, don't take the chip in your hand or your head. And also don't let cyborgs or straight up androids rule you. Robots, Terminators, you know, all that shit. So I just got to say, we're setting up for freedom. We're not going to take your facial recognition. I mean, I'm ready to boycott Facebook if I have to. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm thinking of just getting a hammer and crushing this phone and this computer and just saying, fuck it. But no, that's what they want you to do. They want you to break everything, go hide in a cave, light a candle, and read a book. But guess what? We're not doing that because we still have a mouth and we have a soul and we have energy and magical spiritual energy flowing through our bodies and minds. I'm not held back by the system, by their limited thinking. I have unlimited potential, and I'm going to harness it today. The show is going viral. We're getting crazy. We're getting psychotic. Because they pushed me over the edge. You want to recognize my face? How about you recognize my fist in your face? That's what's going to be recognized by the time it's over. Oh, yeah, Facebook is part of the whole technocracy, AI takeover, mass depopulation, and merge everyone else with technology. Oh, having people born into the Matrix with the brain hooked up to the machine. Yeah, we've seen the Matrix. We know what to do. You know, all these movies were just kind of telling us how to fight this. Terminator, RoboCop, the Matrix. They were letting us know what to do in a time of need, in a time of crisis. Because they're saying in 20 years they want to do the shit, the whole AI takeover, mass depopulation, enslave humanity, and they want to merge with machines and think they're going to become gods. But what if someone hacked their machine, their brain, and put a virus in it and see how smart they were? You see? See what I did there? Not very smart. Now, was it being merged with machines? Machines should never be part of us. I mean, we kind of are merged with it with our phone. We carry it. We're always checking Facebook, Instagram. We're texting with people, calling. But I wouldn't want the shit in my brain while I'm sleeping. Like when I put my phone to charge and I turn it off, it's over there in a corner. It's doing its thing. The computer's off. It's off. At night, I usually turn everything off and then read a book in total silence. And it brings me inner peace to read ancient writings. and be able to read stories and use my imagination. Instead of just being bombarded by tons of videos and posts and a lot of bullshit on Facebook, there is some cool shit on there, but there's a lot of bullshit. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm really mad about the facial recognition. It's pissing me the fuck off. I need to drink more. Let me take a sip. Oh, God, that's good. Beer's heaven. We're going to take a little music break. I don't think we're going to get callers because the sites I was promoting this on banned me because they're pussies. And I didn't bother promoting this on Facebook because I kind of want to keep this persona separate from my music persona. Because in my music, I'm not very political. I'm just more fun and poetic and artistic. And so I don't want to confuse people. But make no mistake, I will be playing all of my friends' music on here and other great artists like Nine Inch Nails. The name of the song is Discipline, and it is by Nine Inch Nails. Then we're going to take a music break. I hope you enjoy.
I need to disappear.
Welcome back, and we are back on Drunk World Order on the front lines of the freedom information war. Today's topic, if you're just tuning in and you want to call in, is Facebook using facial recognition on its users and why globalism is evil and their final plan for technocracy and AI takeover, mass depopulation, and merging humans with machines is evil. It's not a joke. You got to stand up and you got to fight this. Now, I'm going to let each show give you a tactic to actually take action, because I could sit here, drink beer, and yell till I'm blue in the face and it won't make a difference. You just know about it, but how do you fight it? That's why I like when Alex has intelligent guests on his show and they actually expose a lot of the shit and tell you, well, one way, if you want to fight the fake news media like CNN, I'll tell you a little secret. The best way to beat these evil companies, TV companies, and if you want to just beat CNN. Now, nothing against the cool guys like, you know, Impractical Jokers, because I love cable for that. I love Gotham. I love Nickelodeon and a few other channels. You know, they're really cool. But you want to get back at these bad guys like CNN that keep lying and going after Alex Jones, this is how you do it. You cut the cable. As soon as that contract is over, you cancel it. Or if you can cancel now, cancel it. Because CNN makes money whether or not you tune in. Yeah, when you get these cable packages, I guess they get a piece of the pie from everyone. I don't know if it's like $1, $2, but even if it's like a million subscribers to certain networks that carry them in their package, now they're making money. They may not make money from the advertisements because their ratings are tanking, but they still make money from the cable subscriptions. So one way to defeat this is to cancel your cable, and you'll get back at CNN. I had a few more other tactics that they were talking about, but as I learn them, I will write them down and compile them. And every show, I will say one of them or two of them, so you can actually take action against the tyranny and not just talk about it. But taking action and hitting them where it hurts in the money, say they would Apple. They want to sell out to China and give them the encryption keys to the iCloud or whatever it is. Well, you have a choice. You could either be a slave to their globalist tyranny, or you could just stop buying and boycott Apple. Stop buying their products. I don't have an Apple anything. The only Apple I have is the one on my kitchen table, and I'm going to bite it. And that's how you get back at them. They want to play fucking games. They want to get crazy. We the people vote with our dollars. If you watch this movie, you got to watch. It's called Cesar Chavez. This guy brought multinational corporations to their knees without a cell phone, without internet, without high speed, without streaming, without radio shows. I think he did it just with word of mouth, books, and meetings, and writing, letters, handwritten. He eventually made it to TV and radio, but he was very, very grassroots. And I'm just saying, guys, we can do this. You really want to defeat globalism and tyranny and these control freaks, take action. It's not just about screaming and yelling and getting pissed. I love doing that. And it pissed me off. But we got to get serious and take real action and find a real solution. Now, if anyone out there is listening, which I don't think so, because my shows are rated R, I'm going to keep them uncut. And I don't want to censor people that want to cuss, because we're not about censorship on Drunk World Order. We get drunk, we get wild, we have fun, we say a cuss word here and there. Hey, it's a free country. That's why I love Blog Talk a lot more than YouTube. YouTube's a little bit, you can't say this, you can't cuss here, it's too violent, you were drinking whiskey during the show, it's not Disney enough, whatever, you know. I'm not going to put up with the shit anymore. I called out you bastards on the one forum, and instead of calling in, you banned me. But I'll be back. I'll be back. You fucking try me, fatso. I'll be in the morning to collect my cash. Don't worry about that. But if you guys do want to call in ever, and you see me live for whatever reason, whether it's on Facebook or on here. Today I didn't really want callers because I wanted to just go off on fuckers. And when someone calls in, I stop yelling because I don't want to cuss them out. But yeah, the guest caller number is 424-243-9534. So if you have something to say, you want to talk about this whole facial recognition thing on Facebook, talk about globalism, gun control, technocracy, AI, evil in the world, that would be the number to call. Once again, it is 424-243-9534. But of course, I'm going to post it on social media on the Drunk World Order page. So I just don't know, man. I think that, yeah, I'm going to boycott cable. And I want to boycott Facebook. It's just that it's so hard. I use it to promote. I use it for some of my sales stuff on my other pages. So it's just so hard to get out of their fucking system because everyone's on there. And Instagram, I think it's different, but it's also owned by Facebook. So that doesn't really help me now, does it? What other sites are there? Snapchat, but I don't really use that. I mean, Twitter is another one of the major social medias, but it's very hard to get any likes or replies or retweets on there at all. Facebook still has like a lot more traffic, and I think Instagram has the most, so fuck it. I think I'll use their own platforms against them to expose the shit. You know, post pictures promoting the show, exposing shit, you know. I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. Some days I just want to take a huge hammer, break this phone, break the computer, break the TV, and just go move out to the wilderness and live in a fucking cabin and light fires and cook and read books, smoke a pipe and have a beer and be with whatever friends and family are actually there and, I guess, communicate with everyone else through phone or through letter. But you know, this day and age, people have so many messages on their Facebook that they don't even reply to people anymore. They're so flooded and they don't see the important messages. And the people that give out their numbers, they think they're just flooded with like a ton of messages all over. So I don't know. You know, for right now, we have to stand up about this facial recognition thing. If you're on Facebook, spread this link. Get it out to everyone you know. Also, feel free to call in. I'll be trying to post a schedule for the show. I'm going to try to do at least once a week, if not more. If the show really picks up and I start making money from it, I'll pay for like more hours on here. But for now, all I can really do is maybe once a week, realistically, without all my space getting filled up. And I got to go back in there and either download or delete anything I don't really need or that's not getting views because it's just kind of taking up space on the server. Yeah, other than that, guys, I just want to say stay strong. Keep up the fight against globalism, against evil. Keep doing what you got to do. And always, always stay strong, stay vigilant. We got 5 minutes left of the show, but you know what? We're probably just going to end it with a song, and then we're just going to fade out. So thank you for tuning in to Drunk World Order. If you want to send me beer money, I'm going to set up a Bitcoin account so you guys can donate to the show, or more likely my drinking habit, because that's how I get the fuel for the fire to fight evil and injustice in the world. You're not going to beat us with your control grid or your facial recognition. The people have spoken. We'll stand up for freedom, and we have risen! Drunk World Order. And now here's AC Killer featuring Madonna, and the name of the song is Ghost Town. Enjoy. New World Order, out.
Did
the ghost town, most towns that I'm dwelling in. You know my spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith. But when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words. And like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten, thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall, when you fall, you got to get enough. You gotta learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall, we all fail, it's just a part of life. But I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything will be alright, what goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does, I can't believe he paid my price. I seem to learn the answers before I even ask the questions. The questions to my problems, the consequences of my actions. I do the same shit but expect a whole new reaction. I guess that's why the doctors all label me insane. They really can't explain the shit that's wrong inside my brain. I can't explain it either, I can't pretend to understand. I'm a fly, spark of clay, only human, just a man. But one day, someday, I'll breathe my final breath. And I'll be watching from the heavens as my soul leaves my chest. My nickel sack and Cadillac I'll have to leave behind. Can't take nothing with me but what's with me in my mind. If you shed a tear, remember dear, in life that's after life. To rule and reign in heaven and paradise with your Christ. So remember when you lost and you lonely in the spirit, that God's calling you, if you listen you will hear it.
Leave you bleeding, cause it's human hunting season. We are hunted by the demons, they hunt